Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, December 26, 2011. It's believed a French company is denied a lucrative contract in London due to its involvement and support of Israeli settlement activities, and over 3,000 Palestinians are reported to have been arrested in 2011. These stories and more coming up, so stay tuned. Over the Christmas weekend, on Friday, the EU warned Israel over its intention to link the settlement of Ma'al Yadumim with Jerusalem via more settlement construction on Palestinian land, and their intention of completing segregated roads in areas surrounding Jerusalem, which have been on hold for several years. Jerusalem Mayor Nir Birkat even spoke about the possibility of transferring control of areas within the Jerusalem municipality to the influence of the civil administration run by the Israeli army, due to the Palestinians there being outside of the annexation wall. Several countries, including UN Security Council members, spoke out against the current plans. During a Christmas dinner, Mohamed Ashtaya, member of the Central Committee of Fatah movement, stated that Palestinian lands are for Palestinians, not for settlements. The affair occurred in Bethlehem and was attended by social and political figures, including the governor of Bethlehem and Hebron. Eshteyer added that, quote, "Should Netanyahu fail to distinguish between Hahuma and Tel Aviv, then we will not distinguish between Ramallah and Jaffa," unquote. His comments came as the lands belonging to the Palestinian Kremezan Monastery, the creators of the Kremezan wine franchise, are being confiscated by Israel, and the nearby settlement of Hahuma is being expanded. In other news, former detainee and Palestinian researcher specialising in detainees' affairs, Abdul Nasir Farana, stated that Israeli soldiers arrested 3,312 Palestinians, including children, since the beginning of this year. Farana stated that the army detained men, women and children, and even went on to take patients and people with special needs. This is besides arrests targeting elected Palestinian political officials and legislators. He said that the army conducted on average 276 arrests each month, nearly 9 arrests per day. Veolia, a French transportation company that has been the target of a campaign by human rights groups around the world for its investments in Israeli settlements, has been denied a contract in West London, leading supporters of the boycott campaign to claim credit. The West London Waste Authority decided this week to deny the French multinational Veolia from the £485 million contract covering 1.4 million inhabitants of the London boroughs of Brent, Ealing, Harrow, Hillingdon, Hounslow and Richmond-upon-Thames for treatment of residual domestic waste. Campaigners point out that Veolia helped to build and is involved in the operation of a tramline which links Jerusalem with illegal Israeli settlements in the Palestinian West Bank. In addition, the company takes waste from Israel and illegal Israeli settlements and dumps this on Palestinian land at the Tovlan landfill. That's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, December 26th daily roundup of news from the occupied Palestinian territories. We hope that you will join us again tomorrow. This was brought to you by Hussam Kassis and me, William Gibson.